Welcome to Ancient Faith Presents. I'm Bobby Maddox, Operations Manager of Ancient Faith Radio, and today I am privileged to be talking with Dr. Maria Curry. Dr. Curry is the author of the Christina book series for children, which teach Orthodox theology in simple words, and the latest entry, titled Meet the Evangelists, was just published a few months ago. That said, she is much more than just a writer. Living in Taiba, Palestine, with her husband David, the mayor of Taiba, Dr. Curry is likewise a humanitarian, recently recognized by the D.C. Human Rights Examiner as one of the top four human rights champions of 2009. Her husband also owns a microbrewery that produces the one and only Palestinian beer. Welcome, Dr. Curry.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we talk about your new book, I'd like to know a little bit more about your life. How did you end up in Taiba?
Well, I'm a Greek born in Tripoli, Greece, and I studied at Hellenic College after growing up in Denver, Colorado. And my husband, David, had come from his small village of Taiba in Palestine in the West Bank to study at Hellenic College. So it's where Greek might meet the only non-Greek on the whole campus, my husband, David. And I returned to the Holy Land following the Oslo Peace Agreement when, in the early 90s, we thought the Israelis and the Palestinians were making peace when they signed in the front lawn of the White House, and my husband thought it was a good opportunity to invest, to boost the economy, to help people have work, because many Palestinians were invited to invest and start boosting the economy. So my brother-in-law, Nadim, is the master brewer there, and we've been trying to use now our good name of the Taiba beer to entice people to come to the village so that they would end up buying all of the local goods that the five women cooperatives make, like honey and soap and olive oil and embroidery, because we are literally closed in behind the huge 26-foot wall. And because of the Israeli closure, very difficult to take Palestinian products into Jerusalem.
Oh, sure.
So we've been having a village festival, the Taiba Oktoberfest, for 5 years now since my husband became the mayor. It's a two-day event, always happens in October, and it was just a peaceful way for us as Christian people to respond to the very harsh conditions that we live in, especially 50% unemployment. This is a huge part of my voluntary work, helping people with job creation. We also help people with affordable housing for our St. George Greek Orthodox Church, which is right there in Taiba, and also the Taiba Education Fund, helping students to afford college education there locally in Palestine, giving them a hope to stay in a land where really, since 1948, since the creation of Israel, because of the efforts to make 100% Jewish homeland, Palestinian Muslims and Christians are being pushed out, but now we're less than 2% Christian people among the 4 million Palestinian Muslims that exist, so 98% Muslim population, less than 2% Christian in the West Bank and Gaza, and of course we live next door to 6 million Jews inside Israel proper.
Could you give us a picture of what the present situation is in the Palestinian-occupied territories?
Well, currently we're under a complete kind of a closure since September 2000, when the uprising began and the first set of violence in September 28, 2000. Nothing has really changed in our lives, and possibly the whole world kind of forgot that we are there. And day-to-day things that you might take for granted, getting in your car and going to church, for example, we have so many Christians that yearn to go inside to Jerusalem to light a candle at the life-giving tomb of Christ. But when you're Palestinian, you need a permit to enter Jerusalem. We're surrounded by many illegal Israeli settlements, so we don't have access to the beautiful roads and highways that only Israelis and internationals can use. If you're a Palestinian, you need a permit for certain roads. You need a permit to enter Jerusalem. You need a permit to go to the airport. And so constantly we're only allowed to use backward roads. Like, for example, from Taiba to the city of Ramallah, it's only 15 minutes away, but the Israeli settlers have shut down the regular road. I can only use the backward roads, the roads that have holes, the roads that have rocks. And it's just pretty much a hardship. It's a punishment for Palestinian people to be treated as, you know, last-class citizens in the place where they were born. But Israel's effort in putting up these Israeli settlements is to colonize all of the area in an effort to make 100% Jewish homeland. And the settlers do control all the natural resources. My village of Taibe, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we don't have water in the village, but the settlements do have water 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So a lot of injustices and a lot of pure prejudice just towards Palestinian communities in an effort just to clean them out from the land. Like Bethlehem is completely circled in a huge, big, the wall is just all around Bethlehem with one gate. So it's, the wall is not up between two countries like people might think. It's not on any international recognized borders. Instead, it's different prison camps, like ghettos, where the communities are disconnected, and more land is taken and put on Israeli side, so that it's just another land grab. So we're suffering from this closure, and it's impossible to have a just peace there unless it's open borders, unless this wall that's built by American taxpayers' money is knocked down.
Well, it sounds like you personally are doing quite a bit to at least help alleviate some of the hardship and some of the suffering. And I'm wondering, are there things that we here in the United States can do to assist your work?
Well, I'm always asking communities to come and see for themselves what is happening in the Holy Land. And in addition to visiting the sacred and holy sites, to also visit a Christian community like Taibe and like all of the other amazing denominations where Episcopalians, Protestants, and Catholics are partnering up and doing programs to assist with job creation, with housing, and with education. I've been traveling to more than 100 churches in the last 10 years asking people to help us in these ways, because this is what the Christian community needs to survive there, these basic needs of jobs, housing, and education.
How does your writing fit in with your community activism? Does it stem from the same impulse to help others? Or
My writing started in the early 90s when I wanted to teach my own children about our Orthodox Christian values and traditions, and I wanted to find a simple way to explain Orthodox symbolism to children. And it started with Christina Goes to Church, and then I found myself, since I'm living in this very sacred land where our Lord and Savior walked, I should take this ideal Orthodox Christian character that I had developed in the Christina series with, you know, Christina Learns the Sacraments or Christina's Favorite Saints, to take the character to walk the footsteps of Christ, where Christ was born, where Christ was baptized, where the first miracle happened. And on the last page, to also come to my village of Taibe, so the book will have a message for each and every child, kind of to plant a seed in children's minds, not to forget about the Holy Land, to pray for a just peace there, and to want to think, to come and walk the footsteps of Christ, and to be connected with our Christian presence there. So I guess it's my effort through the writing to promote our Christian presence in the Holy Land to the very young.
And now you have this new book, Meet the Evangelists, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, Meet the Evangelists is kind of like a close-up look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and some simple language so that children will know a few more facts about the writers of the Gospels, because I find that we say the saints' names so often, but you know, how many sentences can we say about the evangelists? And I, on one of my trips in these hundreds of churches that I visited, Presbytera Cynthia Palilogos mentioned to me this idea and inspired me in the back of my mind to want to work to have another educational item that parents can use at home as bedtime reading, or Sunday school teachers can use in church school to enrich their curriculum. And in this effort to teach our children about people that put Christ first in their life. So when we have our heroes and our examples also from our church, we don't need our heroes and our examples only from the movies or only from the newspapers or from the sports. So it was just a way to try to bring heroes to children and to help them know more about the four evangelists.
Now, Dr. Chrissy Hart, has she been reading your books?
Yeah, she's very supportive and she's very wonderful, and I believe all of the Christina books are read by Dr. Chrissy.
Yeah, so you can go to Dr. Chrissy Hart's podcast, Under the Grapevine, and hear some of these books. If listeners would like to purchase them, however, because I've seen these and they're wonderful and they're beautiful books, and I'm sure a number of our listeners would like to have them in their homes, what's the best way to find these and buy them?
Many people can ask their church bookstores to bring the books to their particular parish, and usually they are found from Holy Cross Bookstore in Brookline, Massachusetts, or the Department of Religious Education from the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, or from St. Nectarios Press in Seattle.
Well, Dr. Curry, on behalf of Ancient Faith Radio and our listeners, I just want to thank you for talking with me today. Yours is a fascinating story, and we will pray for you and your work in the West Bank, and thanks so much for being on with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bobby, and I wanted just to remind the listeners that what is very special about our Christian presence in the Holy Land is that every year at the same place, at the same time, on Holy Saturday, we have the miracle of the Holy Fire.
Yes.
And I continue to witness for Christ's love and for Christ's peace in a land that has had so much suffering, because I feel as Christian people, this is what we represent to the world, this forgiveness that is much different from what Muslims and Jews represent, Old Testament philosophies of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So I feel as Christian people, there is such a place for us in conflict for reconciliation and for forgiveness. So it's so important to have our Christian presence there and to witness for Christ in this land.
Yeah, well said. I have been speaking today with Maria Curry, a children's author and humanitarian living in Taiba, Palestine. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio on the web at ancientfaith.com.